After 20 years as president of the Levine Museum of the New South, Emily Zimmern has decided to retire. She spoke with WFAE's Sarah D'Elia about her tenure at one of Charlotte's major arts institutions.
When Emily Zimmern accepted her position as the president of the Levine Museum of the New South, she wasn't quite sure how it was going to work out.
I was going to try it out. I candidly didn't know if it was going to be a good fit or not.
Now, 20 years later, she confirms the fit was a good one.
When people think of a museum director, I suppose they really think about, you know, a curatorial person who is very much involved with collections and the development exhibitions. And I always joke with people and say, if I were doing the exhibits, no one would come. We have, you know, fabulous, talented, gifted curatorial staff and exhibition staff. So much of what I do is really work to build a sound, healthy nonprofit.
I'm sure you've seen and experienced a lot in 20 years and the change within the museum, but also within the arts community in Charlotte. Do you have a sense of what the biggest challenge is to the arts in Charlotte right now?
You know, the museum has grown up in the past quarter century. 2016 is the 25th anniversary of our founding, and Charlotte has changed profoundly in that time. I mean, we are now a multicultural community, whereas for most of the 20th century, we were a community whose narrative was told in stories of black and white. So with those changes, I think that for the cultural community, there are a number of imperatives in that. How do we reach out more to where people live? We can't expect people simply to come to the center city to our institutions. That's one. How do we make compelling what our offerings are to newcomers who don't even know that we exist in many cases? And third, how do we tell the stories? How do we present the culture? How do we engage the new multicultural Charlotte? I think all of those are issues that all of us in the cultural community need to address if we want to remain relevant and if we want to continue to be supported by the community.
When I asked you what the biggest challenge was facing the arts community in Charlotte, I thought you were going to say something about funding.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. Of course, funding is always an issue, without question. But basically, I really am a firm believer that funding follows programming. If you're not contributing value, if you're not creating value that is important to people, that is making the world better, you're not going to attract the resources. So in terms of all nonprofits have to continually make the case for what is the value they're adding to people's lives, to their communities. And so, yes, funding is a critical challenge, but it's more, in my opinion, the symptom than the cause. I mean, that the money will follow organizations that remain relevant and are creating value for individuals and communities.
Is there anything that you wish you would have been able to accomplish that you weren't able to get to?
There's always more. I mean, I think that that's something I've just learned over 20 years. Each project is almost like a child that you just love and nurture, and then when it comes down, you think, oh my gosh, will there ever be anything else as good? And there always is more. You know, sometimes you have false starts and they don't work out, or you think it's going to be a great idea, but it's not. you know, but I think that's really been so much of Levine's effectiveness and success has been our willingness to try new things, our willingness to take on tough topics, or our willingness to ask tough questions. And, you know, I think that that's what the community has really come to expect from us. Mm. It has been the most gratifying job I can imagine. It turned out to be just a fabulous fit.
Emily Zimmern is the president of the Levine Museum of the New South. She's scheduled to retire on November 1st of this year. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.